Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're recording from the Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. And joining me now is my co-host, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. General Nash, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. It's always great to be with you.
Sir, we've been on the air for almost 6 years now. This is our 331st show, and every week we get a message from the boss, that'd be you, and you've taken on a lot of subjects, and we're pleased to have you with us today. We don't have to play that recording. You can tell us all the good stories right from the microphone today.
I can do it live. Thanks, Tom.
All right, sir. Sir, I want to start. I think a lot of folks sometimes don't remember that you've got soldiers and airmen deployed all over the world at any given time, and we just had a unit return.
We did. Tom, on Saturday at about 12:30, we had a flight come in from their demobilization location in Texas after spending 14 days at that location and 9 months in Kuwait, our 682nd engineers. And so we unloaded them, thanked them for what they were going through, put them on buses, and sent them back to Wilmer to be received by their families.
And sir, we had the great pleasure as to take Minnesota Military Radio over to Kuwait to visit with the 682nd engineers. And it was a little warm out there in the desert, but we, serving our troops, found a way to feed 2,700 soldiers some steaks on that trip.
It was a wonderful trip, and it was certainly appreciated by the 682nd engineers, as well as to all the other soldiers and contractors that were working at Erifjan when serving our troops made that trip over to serve steaks to whoever ate out of that dining facility.
And I think they told us on that trip that all the trips they've been on, they've served about 80,000 steaks to your troops and the families of the troops.
They have. I think they're north of 80,000 at this point, and they continue to do that great service. And it's not only, as you know, serving in locations such as Iraq and Kuwait, but they have also came back from a trip celebrating our 20th anniversary as a state partner with the country of Croatia. And so they, again, took some of their personnel, flew to Croatia on their own expense, sending steaks from Mancini's to serve Croatians and our airmen and soldiers that were serving there working on a school project.
General, there's a lot of great organizations in Minnesota that support your soldiers and airmen. It's got to be a big honor for you to see all of that support and all of it here today at the Minnesota State Fair Military Appreciation Day.
You're absolutely correct, Tom, and we kicked it off this morning at the Liney Lodge with Senator Klobuchar talking to the assembled veterans and service members and their families, as well as Governor Mark Dayton and the general manager for the Minnesota State Fair, Jerry Hammer. And I can't say enough about what Jerry has done over the last 4 to 5 years welcoming this event for one of the days at the State Fair. He and the board of directors have just been phenomenal recognizing the military service members and veterans along with their families.
In general, the theme this year on Military Appreciation Day was to honor the Yellow Ribbon companies and communities throughout Minnesota. What are your thoughts on how the Yellow Ribbon networks have impacted Minnesota?
Well, Tom, we've touched on this subject in the past, and Annette Kuiper, who's the director of military outreach, in the last 5 years has worked a network of over 270 communities, counties, regions in Minnesota, along with 52 corporations and companies that support our military, our veterans, and their families. A lot of those companies are gathered at Carousel Park, showing what they do for that group of people, such as the Mall of America, Best Buy, Target, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, Prudential, McGough Construction, Super America. It's just phenomenal. And that's just a small slice of the group and this network that Annette has been able to assemble, taking care of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines of all services, and our veterans while they're deployed and when they return.
We're speaking with Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash, from Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair on Minnesota Military Radio. General, we had a sad week or so leading up to today and tomorrow, and unfortunately we've lost a great friend, a national treasure, General Jack Vesey. I know that you were with me 3 years ago. We had the opportunity to have the general into the studio, and we spent a little over an hour going through his magnificent career, 46 years in the Army.
It was a great day, Tom, and I appreciate you doing that. And I believe it was discussing POWs, MIAs that he was asked to do by President Reagan where he thought it was going to be a six-month assignment, and 6 years, 6 months later, he finished the mission.
I think he told us it's hard to prove a double negative. You can go over there and search and search and search. And in that interview, which, by the way, is posted on Minnesota Military Radio Facebook site, you can learn an awful lot about General Vesey's career and all the things he went through. Served in World War II, got a battlefield commission, served in Vietnam, and of course was the 10th chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And after that, he was a special emissary of the United States to Vietnam to search for our POWs and MIAs.
That's correct. And so people, and rightly so, refer to him as a soldier.
Yeah, and he led the way, and I know you got to spend some good quality time with him, sir.
I did. I had opportunities to spend every 3 months. I make a point to visit him, whether he was up at the lake at his home where he and Avis lived, or in Garrison, or in Lionel Lakes, where he spent the winters the last several years.
General, it's going to be a tough couple of days for you, the next couple of days, but I understand that General Vesey will be up at the State Veterans Cemetery in Little Falls.
That's correct. Services tomorrow will be at Fort Snelling Chapel. In fact, that's where he and Avis were married in 1945. And so there'll be a celebration of life and career after the services at Fort Snelling Chapel at the Boy Scout camp, base camp on Fort Snelling. And then on Thursday, there'll be a ceremony at the Camp Ripley Chapel, and there'll be a caisson and riderless horse event before the ceremony or the celebration of life at the chapel, and then interment at the State Veterans Cemetery at Camp Ripley.
Sir, sounds like a very honorable and very good send-off for a Minnesota hero and a national treasure. General, we've got a guest with us in this segment. Kent Fortune from the USAA is here to talk to us a little bit. Kent, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Kent, can you tell our listeners, USAA, I understand, has been a supporter of the Military Appreciation Day at the fair for several years now.
Yes, this is our fourth year as presenting sponsor and our fifth year being involved in the Minnesota State Fair.
And for those who might not know, can you explain USAA to our listeners?
Absolutely. So USAA was founded in 1922 by 25 Army officers. And since that time of just providing auto insurance, we have grown into a fully service financial services company. We have 29,000 employees worldwide and 11.8 to 11.9 million members.
And your members, your customers, you call them members, are they all veterans?
They're not all veterans. Some of them are family members. So we're open to anybody that's honorably served and their families.
Well, we'd like to thank you for supporting Military Appreciation Day at the fair. And I know a lot of my friends that have insurance and are members of USAA. General, it's companies like USAA that help get things done, like Military Appreciation Day.
Well, they do. And they've stepped up for how many years did you say, Kent?
4 years now.
4 years now. It seems longer, but... your presence here is certainly appreciated, and the support that you have, not only in Minnesota, but across the nation for those that have served is just phenomenal. We want to thank you for that.
No, we appreciate that, General.
And Kent, are you a veteran yourself?
I am not a veteran. My dad served in the Air Force for 25 years, so I grew up in the military, traveled around. So I feel like I served, because I got to support my mom and dad during their time of service. And so sometimes when my dad was away, it was just my mom, my sister, and me. So I kind of understand what the military life is all about. But I did not serve myself.
Well, Kent, you touched a soft spot with Tom, because Tom's an Air Force Vietnam veteran himself. So I'm sure you're going to go off in a different whole direction now, since you've got this bond between you.
I was going to just say, Kent, that it really fits USAA, because you say your members are veterans and families of veterans, and of course you're a family of a veteran, and I think it looks like you really believe in the mission of USAA.
No, absolutely. I think days like today are just so special, and one of the reasons that we're a presenting sponsor is because we want to make sure that we recognize our men and women that serve our great country and their families, the sacrifice that they put forth so that we can have the freedoms that we enjoy each and every day. And so it's no better way than to come out to a state fair and say thank you to the men and women that put on the uniform each and every day.
Well done, Kent, and thank you and USAA for supporting Military Appreciation Day at the fair once again. And thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kent.
General, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Governor Mark Dayton on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're recording from the Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. And my co-host for the show today is Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. And General Nash, we have a special guest in the studio today. Would you like to introduce him?
Well, I certainly would, Tom. It's our great pleasure and honor to have our Commander-in-Chief of the Minnesota National Guard and our Governor, Governor Mark Dayton, with us.
Well, thank you very much, General. And Tom, it's my honor to be with you today. And we were just talking about the fabulous turnout for the Military Appreciation Day ceremony over at the Bandshell there. It was just packed with people.
Governor, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I haven't seen you since last year at the State Fair, and I think it was on Military Appreciation Day as well.
Well, we have to keep meeting like this, Tom.
It's good to see you, sir. Can you tell us what kind of steps the state is taking to support our veterans, military members, and their families, especially with the Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair?
Well, the theme this year was the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program, and General Nash has done a superb job of leading that, spearheading it, and expanding all over the state. General, you know the numbers. What is the number of cities and then counties and companies as well, and including Tom, I read that both of your companies are Beyond the Yellow Ribbon company. So congratulations to you, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor. I was honored to be one of the original Yellow Ribbon companies, and of course, we've been doing the Minnesota Military Radio now for 6 years. Governor, this is our 331st show, and with the full support of the Adjutant General and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, we've been able to tell some terrific stories. But General, Governor was asking you about some details on the Yellow Ribbon program.
Well, Governor, we have over 270 communities and counties now that have been proclaimed Yellow Ribbon, and we're up to 52 companies, separate companies, that have also become proclaimed by the governor, either Governor Plenty or a large majority of these under the leadership of Governor Dayton. And some of your listeners might recognize some of these companies that have been proclaimed Yellow Ribbon: Best Buy and Target, U.S. Bank, Allianz, Cargill, General Mills, McGough Construction, Wells Fargo, Super America, Prudential, Goodman Group, and Highway Federal, just to name a few that are down in Carousel Park now greeting our veterans and service members today. So it's a large group of communities that pulled together across Minnesota. We have a Yellow Ribbon established, proclaimed company and or community in every one of our locations where we have a training and community center, and also in Minneapolis for the air base and in Duluth for the air base up there.
In general, we've had the opportunity on Minnesota Military Radio to have many of those companies on the show for a couple of segments to talk about what they've done and how they're supporting our military and our veterans and their families. And every week, all year long, we've done a Yellow Ribbon Spotlight and highlighted one of those companies on the show.
Well, and they're fabulous because each one of those have designed their programs underneath the leadership of Annette Kuiper to fulfill a very strict criteria in order to be proclaimed by the governor to be a Yellow Ribbon corporation or community.
And that's done a fabulous job. And she told me today that Minnesota's training other states to develop their Yellow Ribbon program. So Minnesota's a national leader in this important area, and it makes a big difference to our returning heroes from overseas.
Tom, I might also add, in addition to what the governor just stated, that the White House, underneath the leadership of Mrs. Obama and Dr. Biden, have called on Annette and the Yellow Ribbon companies in Minnesota to come out to the White House to talk to them how to establish this. And so from those programs that started right here in Minnesota, the First Lady and Dr. Biden have started joining community forces across the United States.
Governor, once again, Minnesota's at the forefront, taking care of our veterans and their families, and these Yellow Ribbon companies and Yellow Ribbon communities out there supporting our families while our troops are deployed are very important.
They sure are, you know, and while the troops are deployed, because it's awfully hard on the families being separated from their loved ones, and sometimes not even certain moment to moment that they're not in harm's way. So the support that these communities and companies provide service families is really important, as is the help they provide when the service men and women return and help them get reestablished in their, with their families and with their communities, with their employers. This is invaluable service.
This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're recording today from the Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. And we're speaking with my co-host, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash, and, of course, Governor Dayton. And Governor, I wanted to share with you something that I got in my email at the office this week, and it came from the Minnesota Department of Revenue, and it says, beginning in tax year 2016, taxpayers who receive certain types of military retirement pay, including pensions, may subtract that retirement pay from their taxable income. The tax exemption on military payment, retirement pay is effective December 31st, 2015, and you qualify for this subtraction if your military retirement pay is taxable on your federal tax return and a couple other items. And there's more information regarding this new law if you visit the military pension page of the Minnesota Department of Revenue website. Governor, that was a great piece of legislation.
Yes, it was. Representative Detmer deserves credit. He was the prime author of this, and it's Minnesota had become one of relatively few states that was taxing military pensions, and so it's a big step in the right direction, and it's another way we can express our appreciation to the men and women who served our country.
And Governor, that's got to be good for the economy. There's a lot of our service members that when they retire from the service, they're relatively young, maybe in their late 40s and 50s, and if they move back to Minnesota, they're going to get another job and go back to work, and they're going to bring their retirement pay with them.
Well, that's good. They can spend it here in Minnesota, and they're great citizens, so we're honored and proud to have them be with us.
Governor, one other item I wanted to ask you about today was, I know you've been working hard on this, and it's veteran homelessness. Can you give us an update on what's going on?
Well, the veterans, for various reasons, including the post-traumatic stress, are in situations of homelessness. The programs we put in place have found homes for over 600 homeless veterans in the last couple of years. So, those are very important placements. They're not easy to make often, but, they require a lot of other supportive services to help these veterans stabilize their lives and their situations. Over 600 is a good number, but it's not enough. A lot more that needs to be done, but again, with General Nash and others spearheading these Yellow Ribbon communities and companies, they do a lot reaching out to find the homeless veterans in their communities and find services to help them and support them.
General Nash, it's hard to think that you've got about 14,000 soldiers and airmen working for you. And there's a chance that a few of those might be homeless someday. And I know that one of the things that you've pushed since you've been Adjutant General is for employers to hire veterans, because if they've got a good job and they've got a door, they've got a home, then maybe they won't spiral down into that unfortunate situation.
You're right, Tom, and we put a lot of effort into that program in 2012 with our Yellow Ribbon companies such as Best Buy and Target and U.S. Bank, who actually deployed civilians, HR directors, to Kuwait in a combat zone when our brigade was coming out of Iraq. And we were experiencing, as 28% unemployment when I visited our soldiers in Kuwait, and that's unacceptable. Especially here in Minnesota, we can do better than that. And so these corporations went there on their own expense to start working with our soldiers and preparing them with resumes and interviewing skills and 30-second elevator speeches. And those companies should be very proud to know that by the November of that following year, of that same year, we had the unemployment rate of that group down to 1.5%. And those are the types of things that the governor is speaking to, and the Lieutenant Governor Smith, as well as our Commissioner for Deployment or Employment and Economic Development and the DVA. And so we think we're making progress in Minnesota that other states can emulate under the leadership that we have here, not only in our elected officials, but also our great companies.
And Governor, that's pretty wonderful that all of those Minnesota companies pitched in at their own expense and traveled over to Kuwait to help our soldiers find a way to find employment as soon as they came back.
Absolutely. And again, General Nash deserves the credit for spearheading this program and recognizing 6 months out of 28% unemployed, just totally unacceptable. And with that kind of initiative, I didn't realize, General, it's down to 1.7% unemployment. That's a phenomenal success.
Governor, we just got about 30 seconds left in this segment. I appreciate you stopping by Minnesota Military Radio again on Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. Have you got any final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I think every day should be Military Appreciation Day, and we should honor and thank the men and women who've served our country, put their lives in harm's way in order to protect the rest of us and the freedoms we cherish. So thanks for having me on, Tom. I'll see you here next year.
Thank you, sir. That was Governor Mark Dayton. We'll be back with more Minnesota Military Radio and our Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash, in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Today's Yellow Ribbon Company Spotlight is Northwestern Mutual Bohannon Group. As a premier financial network providing innovative solutions for individuals and businesses to meet their financial goals, Northwestern Mutual Bohannon Group is committed to support, recognize, and honor those who serve and have served our nation's military. They have volunteered their financial advisors to provide classes to military families on budgeting and financial planning and reintegration events on military bases across the country. They have developed a training plan for veterans interested in a career within the financial industry and matched incoming employees with current veteran employees. They are dedicated to ensuring all military families can achieve their financial goals. Northwestern Mutual, the Bohannon Group, has been a Yellow Ribbon company since June of 2014 and is honored and proud to be making a difference to service members, veterans, and their families.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're recording from the Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. In a moment, we're going to meet Brigadier General Sandy Best. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelato.
Did you know that the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is not part of the federal VA? We are a separate state organization dedicated to helping veterans and their families navigate the complex federal VA system and provide quality health care for our state's heroes. The Veterans Home Division provides a continuum of long-term care for its residents, with a strong emphasis on remembering and recognizing the service and sacrifices of all veterans. The five veterans homes operating in Minnesota are located in Minneapolis, Hastings, Silver Bay, Laverne, and Fergus Falls, where they focus on providing the excellent care and services that Minnesotans expect from our state's military heroes. In addition to overseeing the five state veterans homes, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs helps eligible veterans and their families secure state and federal benefits and provides programs and services related to higher education, benefits, burials, claims, outreach, homelessness, and veterans preference. Key partnerships include veteran service organizations, county veteran service officers, and a number of public and private service providers.
As I said, we're recording live today from the Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair, and my co-host on the show has been Major General Rick Nash. General Nash, we talked earlier, this show has been on, this is our 331st show over almost 6 years, and we've been honored to have a message from you every week on the show and a message from the commissioner every week, and we've covered a lot of subjects, sir.
We have, Tom, and I correct me now, but are we at 33 stations that carry the program across Minnesota?
There's a total of 36 stations.
36. Well, well done, Tom, and the efforts at iHeart for being able to do that, to get the coverage out to greater Minnesota, where our service members, our veterans, and their families can take advantage of the great programs that you have hosted over these number of years.
And sir, we've been honored. iHeartMedia puts us on the air for free, not only at Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130, but they also allow us to share the content with all those stations for free so we can get all these important messages all over Minnesota to just thousands and thousands of veterans and service members.
Oh, it's great, Tom. And I know you're continuing to build those stations that will carry this program. And as I mentioned to you earlier, we'll do everything we can to help facilitate that because the message is so great that this program carries and benefits so many people across Minnesota that we have to be able to continue this and expand it.
General, we have a special guest in the studio here at the State Fair today, and she is the first female general officer in the state. Would you like to introduce her?
I certainly would. It's certainly our pleasure, both Tom and I, to have Brigadier General Sandy Best, who's our Air Chief of Staff for the Joint Force Headquarters in St. Paul, Minnesota, and she represents both of our air wings, the 133rd Airlift Wing here in Minneapolis and the 148th Fighter Wing in Duluth, as a key member of our staff. And before we promoted General Best, she was also our government relations officer that dealt with all the federal congressional delegations in Washington, D.C. and their state offices across the state. and has done a phenomenal job in carrying the messages for our service members, both Army and Air, in the Minnesota National Guard. And so she was well deserving of being the first woman, lady, to be promoted to Brigadier General in the state of Minnesota.
General Best, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you, General Nash, for such a gracious introduction.
General Best, how does it feel to be the first female general officer in the Minnesota National Guard?
Well, it is definitely an honor to represent the exceptional women and men of the Minnesota Air and Army National Guard in this position. And I think most importantly, shortly after I was promoted, the Army National Guard also promoted their first female general officer, General Joanna Clyburn. And we look forward to a day when promotions of women and minorities are not celebrated as out of the ordinary, that they're just an ordinary occurrence.
And General Best, we've got two organizations in Minnesota, the 133rd Airlift Wing and the 148th Fighter Wing up in Duluth. And I imagine now you're working with both of those pretty closely.
I am indeed. The 133rd Airlift Wing is commanded by Colonel Dan Gabrielli, a St. Paul native. And the 148th is commanded by Colonel John Safstrom. So with those two and Brigadier General Dave Hamler, who was our first African-American general officer in the state of Minnesota for the Minnesota National Guard. The four of us work collectively to lead the Minnesota Air National Guard on behalf of General Nash.
And we're very pleased to have had all of those officers on Minnesota Military Radio, and they all tell great stories. General Best, I know that the 148th Fighter Wing was on a deployment to South Korea recently. Can you tell us how that went?
Yes, sir. We had 300 airmen and 12 F-16s that deployed to Seoul, Korea. It's Osan Air Force Base, which is just south of Seoul, Korea. And they were there deployed. And now they call that package actually an employment as opposed to a deployment, where they are serving with their active duty counterparts, flying sorties and missions with their active duty counterparts over there. And it is a deterrence for the region, for threats in the region.
Now, are all of our airmen and our aircraft back here in Minnesota now?
And that is the greatest story, that they are all safely back and they've taken their downtime and have also returned to work.
So it was a safe employment or deployment to South Korea. Everyone came home in good shape and well.
Absolutely, yes. It was very successful. In fact, they would have liked to have extended the group, but they had to return home, and the next group followed them.
We're speaking with Major General Rick Nash and Brigadier General Sandy Best on Minnesota Military Radio from Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. General Best, we've talked many times on the show, but the Minnesota National Guard, whether it's the Army side or the Air side, has a federal and a state mission. Could you explain that to us quickly?
Yes. So our federal mission is to be able to deploy to regions such as Korea, that, like the 148th Fighter Wing did. And that is when the President of the United States activates us to perform our federal mission, just like the active duty force would do. And the thing that makes the Minnesota National Guard unique from other reserve forces is that we also have a state mission, where the reserves don't have that state mission. So we take a dual oath, first to the federal government and then also to our state government under Governor Mark Dayton, who is our commander-in-chief. And we fulfill domestic operations missions here that can include flood, fire, and civil disorder.
And General Best, I would guess that you're also working on one of General Nash's favorite initiatives, and that's diversity in the force.
Yes, we are. We are doing lots of great work in the Minnesota National Guard to build diversity and inclusion. And really the word is all about inclusion and making sure all members of our force feel welcome, men and women in all racial categories. And some of the really exciting initiatives that we have done is 2 years ago, we held our first, Joint Female Professional Development Symposium at Metropolitan State University, where we had 350 women and men who participated. And it was, we had a four-star general, General Wolfenbarger, who was our keynote speaker. We had a lot of breakout sessions to just be able to talk about issues that are unique to women. And this year, we held our second Women's Leadership Forum at one of our Yellow Ribbon companies, Best Buy's corporate headquarters. They hosted it, and we had nearly 450 men and women, and another successful event that included Major Lisa Jaster, who is only the third female to have graduated from Ranger School and become a ranger. And what makes her unique also is that she was the first reserve soldier to become a ranger. And she just stole the show. She was fantastic, but another really successful event. And we're gearing up for our next one in a year from now.
General, you've been adjutant general, I think, for almost 6 years. Do you feel like you've made a real impact on diversity in the force and matching the Minnesota National Guard to the people of Minnesota?
Tom, I think we've made great strides in terms of looking at the demographics of Minnesota and race, ethnic, and gender over these last 6 years. It's certainly been a priority, as you know, coming in, and we've made great strides. And I think Brigadier General Best and General Clyburn and General Hamler and other senior officers and colonels in the Minnesota Army and Air National Guard are evidence of that, and we continue to bring in bright, intelligent, capable young men and women. And so we're very proud of the fact that each year we're able to increase that by at least 25 to 26% of women joining the Minnesota Army or Air National Guard, as well as those of diversity. And so we made huge strides. And, you know, what we want to do is look like those that we lead. And the demographics of Minnesota are changing, and we want to be ahead of that and provide opportunities for young men and women to choose a career or an alternative service in the Minnesota National Guard.
General Best, we've just got about 30 seconds left. What would you have to say to the listeners that might be out there today thinking about a career in Minnesota Air or Army National Guard?
I would say that I have served for 32 years, and I would do it all over again. It's an extraordinary organization. Today, when I went by the recruiting booth, I bumped into an individual, Joel and Lori Nenning. He served with me when I was an enlisted member. Today is their 30-year anniversary, and I served with him before he even proposed to his wife, so I've known them both for 30 years. And those are the kind of relationships you build when you serve in the military. Relationships that will last a lifetime, and you travel, you have so much opportunity. And so think about the Minnesota Air National Guard for your sons and your daughters.
General Best, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back from the Minnesota State Fair on Military Appreciation Day with more with Major General Rick Nash in just a moment. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're recording from the Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. Joining me now is the Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham. Sergeant Major, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom, and it's great to be here at the Minnesota State Fair enjoying this beautiful weather today.
Sergeant Major, I don't think we've talked since our troops came back from the National Training Center. It sounded like it was quite a deployment.
Yeah, it sure was. You know, our 1st Brigade Combat Team did an outstanding job at the National Training Center. And just earlier this week, I had the opportunity to go up and recognize some of our fine soldiers that helped truly make that mission a success. And that was all of our maintainers, because, as you know, without properly equipped stuff, it's hard for us to accomplish our mission. And we've got people that make sure all of our equipment is up and running and always ready to meet the mission requirements.
And that was quite a logistical effort. I understand that if you put all those trains together, it was more about 9 miles worth of trains and 1,500 pieces of equipment and thousands of soldiers. And that had to be quite a job to get everybody out there, all the equipment out there. take on the mission and then get everybody back home? Are we done tuning up that equipment yet, sir?
We still have some lingering things to take care of with the equipment, but we are well on track to have everything back and mission capable.
Now, Sergeant Major, we've got a special guest with us in the studio from the air side of the house. So it's good to talk to you about the airman for a change. Would you like to introduce him?
Yeah, I absolutely would. You know, I thought I would do you a favor and finally bring in some additional senior enlisted air folks for you to talk to.
Thank you, Sergeant Major.
And so, as you know, I'm the senior enlisted advisor, and the Air National Guard also has a senior enlisted person. And so it's great to have with us the Air National Guard, the Minnesota Air National Guard's command chief, and that's Chief Master Sergeant Gary Luke.
Chief, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. How are you doing today?
We're doing great, sir. Can you tell us a little bit about your position and the Minnesota Air National Guard?
Tom, I advise General Best, General Nash, and Command Sergeant Major Wortham on the enlisted issues that affect the enlisted folks in our Minnesota Air National Guard, both in at the 133rd and in St. Paul, Minneapolis, and the 148th there up in Duluth.
And Chief, how are our airmen doing? Are they in good shape?
Our airmen are in good shape. As General Nash alluded to earlier in the program, you know, we're at about 104% with our enlisted force in the Air National Guard side of things. We do have, you know, great missions up there in Duluth with the Block 50 F-16 aircraft. Cargo mission at the airdrop mission at the 133rd in Minneapolis is going strong. So great airframes, the maintenance side, personnel side, and the support group side of things, we are doing very well.
Chief, what do you hear from the airmen that just came back from South Korea? Is everybody in good shape?
Everybody's in great shape, yes, sir. Everybody made it home safely. It was a unique mission. They've got out in the town a few times to visit some of that culture in South Korea, and they worked hand in hand with the 51st Fighter Squadron out of Osan Air Base there in Korea, and had a really good deployment, working day to day with the active duty and some multinational forces over there.
And did those F-16s come back in pretty good shape?
Yep, as far as I know, sir. We got everybody back. We got all the parts and pieces. We had a few issues. You know, if you don't train hard, when you're training hard, things break. So that old saying. But our maintainers are, like I said, out of this world, and they got everything back together and back here home in Minnesota.
Now, I have to ask this question, Chief. If you had the Command Sergeant Major up in one of those F-16s?
That has been a mission of mine since he took the job. I competed against this guy for that position, and when he got it, we had a little month or two where we weren't the closest of buddies. But, you know, he does for the state of Minnesota what I do for the Air National Guard, and he did it for the Army long before that. So it doesn't matter what color the green uniform is, Tom, we're brothers in the same fight, that's for sure. We're the band of brothers.
Sergeant Major, I know you're comfortable in a Black Hawk and a 133 and a C-130, but how about that F-16? You been up for riding one of those?
I haven't. I would sure like the opportunity. However, I also understand that those pilots always have a mission when they bring someone up for one of those rides. And I know that they would like for us to maybe lose our cookies.
Cookies? You mean the Sweet Marthas just went by out
exactly
there?
Right. Yes, Tom.
Well, we'll keep those in the bucket, Sergeant Major. Chief, we've just got about a minute left. What would you say to young people today thinking about a career in the Minnesota Air National Guard?
Well, for anybody out there, especially the people at the fair, but the Minnesota Air National Guard is another professional organization that for 30 years now, I've been a traditional guardsman, Tom, which, you know, that means I'm not full-time. I have a job as a fireman during the week, and I report to my drill location and do my drill, and I've done that for 30 years. And this position has been, you know, the caveat of all that effort I put in. The people you meet, excellent, outstanding leadership, things you learn, and just the overall being a part of something bigger than yourself motivation of the military is as strong today as it ever was. And our airmen and soldiers exude that when they're out there doing their thing. And I've been walking around for 4 hours here this morning, and every hand I shake or face I see that in our soldiers and airmen.
Chief, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
My pleasure.
Sergeant Major, 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Tom, thanks. It's always a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate everything you do for the Minnesota National Guard and supporting all of our soldiers and airmen.
Sergeant Major, I'm going to cheer for you going up for that ride in that F-16.
Thank you very much.
We're working on it.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today. That was the Senior Enlisted Advisor, the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham, and on the air side, Command Chief Master Sergeant Luke. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Kent Fortune, Brigadier General Sandy Best, Governor Mark Dayton, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham, Command Chief Master Sergeant Gary Luke, Commissioner Larry Shelliteau, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next for our second show from the Military Appreciation Day at the Fair with the Minnesota State Fair, with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.